Joe Newell, so unfortunate, wasn't he? Second yellow card late on at Orient, so he misses this weekend. It's a blow, isn't it? Because he's been probably one of the standout players this term.
Yes, I would say that Joe's been outstanding. Probably, yeah, I would agree with that. And he will be missed. Obviously, someone else will come in and take his place, but his form has been good. He's growing into now what in his own mind he feels like he's an established player, where sometimes that can take longer for players. He's always had the ability. I've no question that Joe's always had the ability. I've maintained that regardless of how his form's been. And he's now shown it in a consistent basis, and he can be a top player, that lad, there's no question.
Madison, I know he's still struggling a bit with his ankle. Could he be fit in time for the weekend, do you think, or is it going to be a bit longer for him?
I've still not made my mind up. Obviously, we'll do tomorrow. He's touch and go, Nick, is the best way of describing it. He's touch and go.
Is he over the virus that you discussed last week?
He's fine with that. And he's in terms of his health, he's fine. He's done some extra sessions and one-on-one stuff. But he's touch and go, not just purely because of the ankle, but because of the run of games we've got. If he was to have a relapse in that, then you may miss longer. So that's what I'm taking into consideration, really. I feel that he could play the game. I think fitness-wise, there's nothing structurally wrong with his ankle, but I've just got to be right in my own mind, and he does. So we'll make that decision probably together tomorrow in terms of whether, one, he's involved at all or he starts, he's on the bench.
If he did play and you stuck with a diamond, could he fit in on the left, do you think, which would allow Erhan to continue in the hole?
Yeah, that's where I'd get good balance as well. He's left-footed. So it would be a like-for-like in terms of another left-footer like Joe. He could play there, no problem. Yeah.
But you have other options, of course. I mean, you've got Jermaine Anderson, naturally right-footed, and McCann as well, who's played there before on the left.
Yeah, Grant's played there. Anderson has played there as well. I've got Boswick could come into the midfield and be replaced at right back. So I have got other options, and obviously I'll have to use one of them.
Tyrone Barnett back at the club this week after his loan at Oxford ended. Do you see him going out again when the window opens in January?
I would say probably. He actually finished off really well at Oxford, banging in goals. I think he enjoyed the last bit of it. And I've just said, look, he's probably used to it now. You know, he's gone out and come back, and he's just got to get his head down and work hard and hope that something happens in January, which is obviously not long away.
Because you've got plenty of striking options, haven't you? Yeah, so difficult to fit him in at the minute anyway.
It is. I mean, it'd be very unfair to bring him in terms of... I could do, obviously. He's another option. He's a different option. I have to say he is a different option. But no, I've got young strikers that even though Craig and Aaron have come in, the young strikers are the future of this football club, and that's something we can't get away from.
Still a couple of players, obviously long-term injured. I know Baldwin's going to be a long while. How's John Taylor getting on, Darren? Is he on the road to recovery?
Yes, he's now, what are we on? He will be running tomorrow. He's been doing a lot of work on the bike. He feels fit. I was chatting with him this morning. He feels good. We're probably looking at the 10th. We're looking at probably getting him back. It looks like we've got the three games coming up, and then the game on the 3rd of January might not happen now, so... He'll be back for the one after that.
Is he a nightmare to have around when he's not playing? Because he strikes me as a sort of guy who sort of bounces around and just wants to expend some of that energy on the pitch.
He's without doubt one of the best I've had in terms of the way he is. He's infectious, a great lad, great lad. He's one of those you want to see do well, and he's been bouncing about. He's silly Scouse humour, but he's a good lad.
Any other injuries, Darren? Anything fresh going into this weekend?
No. The only decision really is to Madison. That's the one I've got to make tomorrow. Apart from that, I know what the team's going to be.